Welcome to Talking Toonies, where average people talk about average money concepts with the hopes of creating a not-so-average financial future for you, the listener. Let's get started. Owning a vehicle is a necessity for many of us around the world. Vehicles can offer us freedom, offer a load of convenience, and for some of us, pure joy. But money-wise, vehicles are really no fun. I'm Nick, this is episode 11, all about the money of buying and owning a vehicle. Talking Toonies is sponsored by Sunrise Credit Union, a financial institute in southwestern Manitoba, owned by the people it serves. Awesome people helping awesome people achieve their financial goals. Buying a vehicle is usually the second largest purchase the average person makes. I will walk you through our humble thoughts about the best financial ways to go ahead and buy a vehicle. But first, some housekeeping. When purchasing a vehicle, people can either buy a new vehicle with cash, finance their purchase, which is basically making payments to a dealership with interest over a set period of time, lease a vehicle, you make payments, usually a little less than financing, for a set period of time, then you either give the car back or buy out the car, or buying a used vehicle. All methods actually have their positives and their drawbacks. Buying a new vehicle with cash gives you a real sense of ownership, and no payments are coming out of your bank account monthly. This allows you to save and invest for the future, and save for future vehicle purchases. I believe if you're investing in your TFSA and your RRSP, have an emergency fund, and are basically doing well financially, buying a new car with cash might be a good choice. Keeping in mind that the minute you drive that car off the lot, it loses a lot of its value. Financing allows you not to use up a large chunk of your own money. When financing a car payment, you make a monthly payment to the dealership over a certain time period. Some people believe even if you have the money, you should finance, especially if the interest rates offered by the car dealership or your financial institute are real low. As we have learned, your money in equity investments can return you more money, and thus better to be invested than taking that money out of the investments to buy a vehicle outright with cash. The average car payment in Canada is just under $600 a month. However, car payments can eat up your cash flow monthly, and payments themselves can be stretched out far too long, as in 7 years of car payments. This results in you paying less each month, but far more for the car overall. Leasing a car is basically like borrowing a car. Payments can be lower, and you can get the luxury of always driving a newer car. Also, no big maintenance issues come up because the lease may only be about 3 years in length. The average Canadian lease payment is just under $500 a month. Payments can eat into your cash flow, and at the end, you really have nothing to show for it. Fees and extra lease penalties can come at the end of the lease period as well. Just like anything with money, we all have different goals and priorities. Remember, it's personal finance because, well, it's personal. What is right for one person when it comes to purchasing a vehicle can be wrong for the other. Here are my thoughts. First, we are living in a golden age of shopping. We are able to look up and research anything with the phone that's in your pocket. Use that when it comes to car shopping. You can find out the gas mileage of the new vehicle, the insurance rate, and most importantly, the actual shopping experience. Please just don't show up at one dealership and shop on their lots. Use online platforms such as heyauto.com and shop around your city and area to compare the vehicles you want. Then if you're planning on leasing or financing, I encourage you to spend at least 3 months pretending that you are living with that payment, the average gas payment and the insurance payment. So if the payment on the vehicle is $500, let's say gas is $100 and insurance is $100 a month. See how it feels to pay $700 a month. If you are finding that that amount doesn't make you panic and at the end of the month you are fine, you're in a good spot to purchase and finance that vehicle. If things are tight, well, you need to ideally keep the older car or find a cheaper option. Once you have found the vehicle, you want to be careful of a few things. The term length if you are financing. People may want a lower payment, which is great, but in the long term, it will hurt you. you get a lower payment because the amount you owe is just stretched out for more years. In my humble opinion, no car loan should be longer than 60 months, which is 5 years. Don't be fooled. Secondly, the trim level of the car. Take an examination of what you need and the wants that you want in your new car. The moonroof, heated wheel, accessories galore can drive up the price of your vehicle that you're looking for. Don't buy the top trim level. Your bank account will thank you. I do believe middle-class Canadian families are in trouble when it comes to cars. Two people driving two new vehicles with very little cash going into their investment baskets, such as their tax-free savings and their RRSP. My line is this. If your household car payments are larger than the amount of money you are putting away in your investments for the future, you will have a very hard time getting ahead financially. I am a car guy. I spend way too much time looking up cars and watching reviews of vehicles I will probably never buy. But if you want to get ahead on a monthly basis, it's time to keep the older car. Let's face it, it's 2022. There are very few lemon vehicles out there. Cars are being built at a very high level, and cars can certainly last longer than 5 years. Keep the older car. Here to me is the best scenario in creating a strong financial future in regards to buying a vehicle. I am very aware that it is hard to purchase a vehicle with cash. So let's say we go ahead and finance a vehicle, remembering no longer than a 5-year loan. After the 5 years is complete, you keep the vehicle for another 3-5 years minimum, ideally until the car survives. The payment that would usually come out now goes into a car fund, or better yet, an investment fund. Then when you sell that vehicle, you add those proceeds to the money that you have been saving for years, and boom, hopefully you'll have enough to buy a vehicle with cash, ideally 2 to 3 year old slightly used vehicle. This will create a monthly budget with no car payments, increase your ability to save, and ideally invest more each month. Keeping car payments low to really non-existent is a very important step for average people like us to get ahead on a monthly basis and start saving and investing a decent chunk of money every month. So my suggestions of what to do. If your car is not needing big repairs frequently, then I would say keep the car. If you are needing to replace your car, then first of all, shop around. Use those online marketplaces such as heyauto.com. Search wisely. I prefer slightly used vehicles. If you're going to finance, don't have a loan longer than 5 years. That is 60 months. And finally, take it easy on the trim levels. Many of these upgrades and accessories are not needed. In the future, just like many things in life, the car buying experience itself is going to change. And what you just heard may become, well, obsolete. But for now, don't get stuck in a rut, always buying new cars. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe, rate us 5 stars. Tune in next time as we continue to bring real steps to improve your financial future. If you have a topic idea you want covered or a question you want answered, please email us at talkingtoonies@gmail.com. You can also reach us on Facebook and Instagram as well. Until next time. Talking Toonies is for educational purposes only. Thank you for tuning in.